Stoughton. The Stoughton Girl Guides had a busy week baking and making sandwiches for the trefoil tea on April 1 at the Stoughton Apostolic Church. Guiders and their leaders, Cheryl Lake and Crystal Zoer, were kept busy setting up tables with tablecloths, a special campfire centerpiece, sandwiches and cupcakes. Another table held a bunch of baked goods that could be purchased throughout the tea. Coffee and punch were also available. Upon arrival at the church, guiders greeted their customers at the door, and while seated, girl guides came around offering more treats and coffee. They also cleaned up the tables. Lake wishes they could gain more members, as at present they have 7. The club meets every Wednesday night at the church and makes crafts, works on badges and plans regular outings. Girls are taught camping skills such as how to start a fire and make a bedroll. The outdoors is a big part of Girl Guides. The crowd that attended was small, but those present said it was an enjoyable afternoon and the club still managed to sell over $400. This will go towards club outings. This was the first trefoil tea the Girl Guides have held. The word trefoil is a meaningful word to the guides. Juliet Gordon Lowe, the American founder, patented the design in 1914, with the original three-leafed membership pin, which stands for the three parts of the Girl Guides promise. It is the hope of Lake and Zoer that membership will increase for next season, and girls can still join to get in on the fun.